We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, Hashdod the Amar Rav Yannai. We learned Rav Yannai's halacha, Mali Hein Mali Demeya. Rav Yannai Mali Demeya. What does that mean? That means when I'm Poisek Al Peiris and the Chitim allowed to be given to me. We could have a deal that when I come pick up the Chitim, give me money instead. It's not a problem. Because Mali Hein Mali Demeya, it's mine. Zokt Rava, once you have that Rav Yannai, say the opposite is true also. Mali hein mali demeyem minon, mali demeyem mali hein nami minon. Which means that when I give a regular moicher money, it works that he can pay it to me later. Sai if he has the payers, mali hein if he has payers. Sai if I give him the money, because then it's yotza ashar and he can buy something. Mali demeyem mali hein nami minon. Upeisko ashar shivashuk apishen loy. You can upeisko ashar shivashuk apishen loy. So he's saying, for Rabbi Yannai, I learned just like I could take the money instead of payers. So when I'm giving him money, and that's it, just like he has payers, it's just as good as the Yashloi. Yotza Shah works. Mm-hmm. That just like when Mali, we say, you know Rav Yannai's halacha, that when I come pick up the chita, he's giving money. So the halacha is also when I go buy from a seller, he doesn't have it. But Yotza Shah, if I give him money, that's good also. Why? Because he can go buy it. So Mali, if he has the payers, Mali has the money to buy the payers. So, Freit, Moshe has a good cash. So, first, a Mishnah later on, we already spoke that four times. A Mishnah, it says that Yotza Shah works. Why do you have to give me Mali Mali Demeyim? It's a bumper cash, a very good cash. Rashi and Tosfos talk about the cash. So, Enfit Rashi, like this, says the Mishnah later on, Claire's, the Gemara really talks about what's Yotza Shah exactly? What's the level Yotza Shah? Does Yotza Shah mean it's a set price for like a few weeks? Or it just a few days, or one day, what's going on to Ashar? So different shars, Shar Shal Bashuk, Shar Shal Dormis, and Shar Shal Kabli V'Arbi, which is like the whole region's price. So if you learn that Mishnah, you would think it needs a very strong Yotza Ashar. Rava's B'Mechadish, that's a small Yotza Ashar in this city alone is enough. Because since I give you money, Mali Hei Mali Demeyim, I go buy it right now. And that's what's been Mechadish. In Mechadish, like those sheetahs hold that less Yotza Ashar helps. For example, gas changes almost every day, the price. Is there Yotza Ashar in gas or not? But I want to lend you gas. You say, you know what? You don't have gas? I have a bucket of gas I'm lending to you. You need it for your lomo. Pay me back gas tomorrow. No problem. Is that mutter or not? This guy is Shah Sava Sa. Because Sava Sa was told Yotza Ashar. Is that mutter or not? So Vik Shaila, because is that Yotza Ashar? He doesn't have any gas. So there's no Yashla. That Yotza Ashar not. So you can tell him, yeah, look, every price, no. But Terence says, oh, it's not Yotza Ashar. It's going to change tomorrow. Or maybe, yeah, that's the Vik Shaila. What's good Yotza Ashar? But let's say other items that usually have a set price, which was hard for me to think of something right now like that, certainly have a set price. They don't like yogurts. They stay Ashar for a certain weeks at a time. That's a better Yotza Ashar. Here Mechadish, that small Yotza Ashar is fine. In those days, it was much more fluctuation and had to do with how many things came in. Things moved slower then. So that's a Chiddush over here. Poiskim Ashar Shavashuk, Avi Sheinla. Ashar Shavashuk is enough. Eisver HaPapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yerushua, L'Rava. It says in Rav Oishia's Braisa, Kulam Im Yeshloi Mutter, Im Einloi Oser. Rav's Mechadish thoughts now, the Yotza Ashar works. The kasha is, and Rav Oishia's Bryce, who we just learned at the beginning of the day, says that Yotza Ashar doesn't work. It says that Yotza Ashar, you have to have it. So the Teretz is Pasha, the kasha is a pillow, the Teretz is Pasha. Amalu, hasam hava, chazvini. Veer, you didn't give the guy money. The whole Svara Rav is going to give you money, and the money you can use to buy with Yotza Ashar. Veer, the case of Rav Oishia was v'chayvai. I didn't give him money, that's why there it's worse. Rabba v'Rav Yosef v'Rav Tavayu, my time om Rabbona Peskim Ashar Shavashuk. Why does Shar Shavashuk work, Taka? Why does it work? Why does it work when I give you money to the seller, even if it doesn't have it, why is that mutter to do? The Amar answers, the Amalei, Shkili Tivuse Roshadi Chaziri. Because the buyer says, well, you do me a big favor, you give me more? Hey, take your tivus and throw it onto the garbage. Throw it away. I don't need you. Why don't I need you? Maya, honestly, what do you do for me, Riri? I had the money myself. Yehavali zuzi biyadi, have mazimna behini uvashili bezula. I would have bought it myself. I don't need you. And the Ritvare speaks out that, we already said a svar before, that the reason why money helps is because it makes the seller is yeshloi. Here we're saying a different svar. Maya, honestly. So Ritvare explains that each svar is for someone else. One's a svara for the buyer, one's a svara for the seller. Each one has to explain why it's not ribbis. For the seller, it's not ribbis because the seller could have bought it. So it's like yeshla. And for the buyer, it's not ribbis because why is he not doing me any big favors? I had the money myself. I could have bought it myself. It's called Maya, honestly. Maya, honestly, what did you do for me already? Omle Abayah Revesiv, Ela Miata, if you're saying such far of Maya, honestly, so why is it always usur to lend a saw basaw? The law is, am I going to lend you a saw payris to pay back saw payris? Why? Because it might go in price. Why can the guy who's lending it say, I didn't need you to go up. I could have gone up in my own house. Elamiata mutlu v'sav v'savam, which we mutlu, because I'll say mishnotzi amalei shkiel tibusev shadi chaziri. Take your favors and put it on the chaziri. I think chaziri is cabbage. What's chaziri? What?
Thornbush.
Put it on thornbush. The amalei chiti the katchi ba kavoy. He says, is my chitim going to burn in my storehouses? Like I could have kept the chitim myself, so I don't need you to make go up in price. So if he says shesvara, why is always sav v'sav also? Amalei, the more answers, it's always the biggest side in. It's different. Shabbos is ava. Once you talk about ava, you're much more makbid. Buy a zvini, you can say it's far like that. When person is really buying something, the whole chiddush ribbis there. Shabbos could be ribbis deraisa. If I tell you, I'm giving you a saw for two saw, that's ribbis deraisa. Like we know, is there ribbis deraisa dafka money or ribbis deraisa even by payers? Ask you question. Is it ribbis deraisa? Ribbis deraisa only by money or is it ribbis deraisa if I lend you payers to give back the payers? So luck is, of course, neshach kes neshoichel. It's like Shmuley Bornstein says, it's ezer neshach what I want. That's what it is. Ribbis is not only by money. Once you learn neshach, you got to know that. That's the one thing you got to come out of neshach. It's not dafka money. It's ribbis, the rice of everything. As long as you lend it out. So shavas already is a halva. It's already worse. And what makes something a halva? Like we also spoke, a halva is something that's lahitzonit, that you use up, that you have to get something else back. That's what you get the same thing back. That's a schiris. You get the same car back. That's a schiris. But halva. It's something you use up. So that's why it's chaluk, paiskim, and savasa. Zach the Gemara Vaita. Omalei, hosav al-chazvini. Omalei, ada bar abba l'rava. Vabayi l'meisav, zuzi l'safsira. He's asking a kash like this. That when I'm paiskim al-paris, so the halacha is that you say, ma honestly, I'm giving you money, and you tell me, oh, because you gave the money up front, that's why I give you a good deal, I'm paying you later. So the guy says, no, I could have bought it myself, right? But the ma'aseh, tell me what you're gaining. You're gaining is you don't have to pay the broker cost. When you go buy something in 4 months, you have to pay a broker cost. And now, because we're giving you money, this guy is dropping the broker cost. So l'charet, then he is giving you something for yahava. So I'm like, no, the yahava.
I'm going to go to the store and buy it.
No, it used to be to get it from the market, you had to pay a Uber or something. You had to pay someone to go pick it up for you. Or a broker. You didn't get it from a middleman. You didn't go yourself to the market. The regular guy didn't go to the market. And here, you went up to this meicher who needed money. He said, here, give me $1,000 for payers. I'll supply you the payers for free. So, you know, I'm going to give you the payers. So Chaira, because he gave him upfront money, he's dropping the middleman cost and doing it for you. So I'm like the kiyalei nami. You have to give it also. This is halacha brought down Shulchan Aruch that anytime there's other costs involved, you have to make sure to pay those. You can't give them a tour on those costs because of the hava. Rav Ashi, I'm all you saying. Zuzi didn't she into other stuff? Says no, you don't have to pay any broker fees. When someone has money, someone comes there to sell him tour. They bring him the tour to him, and there was no broker fees. They're really not arguing the tour on the arm. I'm just saying, if it's a broker fee, you have to pay it. Talk to Mar right there. Rabba, now the Mar just mentioned something about a broker. Mar goes off on a 5-line tangent about Misha Para. Rabba Reis Zoma Tavai. We know Misha Para means that if you give money for something, so now the seller can't be Chayzer anymore, even though you weren't Meshach yet. But Lemaisa, he could be Chayzer, but he can't be. If he's Chayzer, he gets a Misha Para. I should say it that way. He can be Chayzer, but if he's Chayzer, there's a Misha Para. So here, the story was like this. Rabba Zoma Tavai, Hamad Yav Zuzi Atara Harifa. A guy gave money at a great price. Why was it a great price? Because it was not Yotza Shar yet, and they were still cutting the tefuah still, and they weren't selling it yet. And he walked in and he gave him money, and he says, here, and it was Yeshloi, so it was fine, it wasn't a ribbis problem. But the shaila is he really planning on actually buying this? Maybe he's really going to ask for his money back. So, Hayman, Yov, Zizu, Adara, Kharifa, Tzorach, Les, Chazuy, Lebe, Dori. He has to show up to the place itself where they're selling the tour, in order to be confident they really want plans on buying. For what? Ilam mikna, if to make a kinyan on the payers, halakani, he didn't make a kinyan on the payers. Ilam kabulim ilam mishapara, kilam mishazinam makam mishapara. To get a mishapara, why do you have to show up at the farm in order, just if you gave the guy money in the street, also it's enough that for his payers to make a mishapara. Why do you have to be there? So, ilam kabulim mishapara. Avadu hanik to take a mishapara if the moicher is chayzev. Uman the yav zuzet har harifa lebeit trade plus yav. The guy gives money. He gives money to two or three farms. He's not sure which one's going to be the best. So we're not sure if he's some of that in the first place. Imis chazile if he shows up to the farm some chadaita. We means he's really being samech on this farm. V'loy amalei, then the moicher can say I'm being chayzev. I mean, the ashkes peres shpiyim v'di. I thought you maybe found better peres for shaklis. I'm not so sure you're buying from me until you actually show up here. If you don't show up here, I know what you're doing. You're hedging your bet, giving this guy, that guy. What parents get about? Omar of Ashi, Ashi Amrit, Meshum Mismach Daita. Now you say that's a Mismach Das. I feel Ashi of a Shuk, and you find the seller in the street. But only Mismach Daita, you tell him, I'm Mismach Das to you, that is enough. So the Gemara of Aita. Next Gemara, the very important Ribbis Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman. Klal de ribsa. A klal of ribis is the last one was just a mishapara. Basically, you say machdas. Yeah. Next gemara. First of all, one line. Klal de ribsa kol aganat le oser. The klal of ribis is any agar, which means the schar for nata for waiting is oser. That means anytime I give you money because you gave me ava, that is oser. That's the yisoid for Rav Nachman. There's another yisoid later on. Also, it has to be dafka from the loiva to the malva. That's the yisoid. And that's it. Those all things are ribis, and you have to plug us in every time you have a shayla to think about it: is aganatar or not? Zot the Gemara Vayter. Omar Nachman, another Haiman Yav Zuzli Kirov, because the dal dal. He went over to the guy who sells squash. Yum. He goes with the guy who sells squash. Because the dal dal, they're dal squash azuz. And the guy says, "I'm giving you a great deal. Only avinolcha. Hey, I'm going to give you 5 squash for azuz, a better price." So what's the halacha? Istu gabei shari. If he has it in stock, then it's muta. If I have it in stock, even if I'm not giving it to you right now, but then I can give you a better price. But less du gabei is aser. If you don't have it, then it's aser, because that's a pasta ribis. I don't have it. Why am I giving you a better price? Because you give me money up front, then it's aser. It's ribis. If you have it, so it's fine. It's like you bought it right now. Of course. The case was, he doesn't really have it, but someone owes him kira. Is that called yesh lo not? That you would say that since he has ashrayi b'masa, it's ki'ilu, it's atyav ibni, because atyav ibni would help. He doesn't have to have a mamish in stock. If he has it in a storehouse, he just doesn't have the key right now, that's also called yesh lo. So you would think someone owes you is also like the yesh lo. Atyav ibni atyav tzvav dami. You don't have it yet. So you have to actually have it. Now this Gemara is a very big Gemara Lahalacha. There's a few Taisim that bring in a few points. We won't speak of the first Taisim, that's the Tarash. We'll speak about maybe Mes Hashem on Daf Samachay. But we'll speak of another Taisim. So what Taisim is saying over here? Taisim is saying over here that the Gemara is saying over here that if he has it in stock, you give him a better price. If it's not in stock, then you cannot give him a better price. That's what comes out over here. So he says that what's the halacha? Could you do this by Paisik al Hagodish? You can do this also? So it has to do later on in the Gemara. He says it's only possible to do this only if the items you're buying are completely ready. But if you have it in stock, but it's not ready, not ripe yet, then you can't do this halacha. This halacha only works only if it's completely ready to go. Masha Enkin will see later on in the Gemara, that if you're not giving a better price, then Taisus holds. If you're not giving a better price, so then about the yeshloi helps, as long as not missing any mice, too many mice, we'll see later on. For example, let's say you have tvua that didn't turn into bread yet. Is that called yeshloi if I'm buying bread or not? So it's a big shot in the Gemara later on, how many malachas you're missing. That even if you hold that you're allowed to buy that's called yeshloi on bread if you have chitim, but it's only to give it the right price. To give a lower price, that won't work. Okay, both these choices are very important to get when you know more on Daf Ayin Hey. But upon him, Ad Kan, the Sugya of Nachman, that you're allowed to go down in price if it's yeshloi.